A Supreme Court leak remains a mystery. Melissa Brady, Fox News. The High Court says investigators have not been able to pinpoint who leaked a draft opinion on abortion last year. They have determined there were 82 people who could have had access to it.
It first circulated internally in February. Remember that leak when it burst onto the scene was in early May. We didn't officially get the opinion until June. But they admit that during COVID, there were some things that were loosened at the court. Remember, everybody's having to work remotely. They were holding hearings remotely. They said that led to some gaps potentially.
Fox's Shannon Bream. For now, they're still investigating. The White House is open to talks about spending, but not tied to the debt limit. Senior advisor to the president, Gene Sperling on Fox Business.
To Democrats or Republicans, no matter how much you believe in your agenda, you should never make, you should never use the full faith and credit of the United States government. You should not hold that hostage for your agenda.
Some Republicans pushing for spending cuts as part of a deal to address the borrowing limit, which the U.S. hit today, triggering steps by the Treasury to prevent default for now. They say they'll win in court after Alec Baldwin and the armorer from the set of his movie Rust, both charged with involuntary manslaughter over a shooting on the set that killed the cinematographer.
Baldwin's attorney has responded, writing in part, quote, "This decision distorts Helena Hutchins' tragic death and represents a terrible miscarriage of justice." The film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who reportedly was overwhelmed and overworked on the set, she was the person responsible for handling the film's prop guns. Her attorney giving us this statement, quote, "She did not commit involuntary manslaughter. These charges are the result of a very flawed investigation and an inaccurate understanding of the full facts."
Fox's Matt Finn. Prosecutors in New Mexico say the film's assistant director has signed a plea deal. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The family of a man who died after treatment by paramedics files a civil lawsuit against the EMTs.
The attorney for Earl Moore's family says police video of paramedics strapping him face down to a gurney shows barbaric behavior. The LifeStar paramedics, Peter Cadigan and Peggy Finley, are already facing murder charges in Sangamon County. Police video captures a woman's voice inside a home telling them Moore is hallucinating from alcohol withdrawal. Finley's then heard telling him to walk, that they won't carry him. Autopsy results concluded his death was caused by compression and positional asphyxia. Moore's family attorney, Ben Crump, said police treatment of black men is now spilling over to EMTs. Cadigan and Finley's attorney say their clients did not commit crimes, with Finley's attorney saying what she did may have been negligent but not murder. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Moore family also suing the ambulance company in Illinois. A Russian vessel off the coast of Hawaii is being tracked by the U.S.
I would say that the Coast Guard is still monitoring this Russian vessel that's, we believe, is an intelligence gathering vessel, but is operating in international and open waters.
Pentagon Deputy Spokesperson Sabrina Singh says they haven't seen any unsafe behavior. Meantime, Russian officials are claiming a U.S. citizen is under investigation for espionage without confirming a name or an arrest. The State Department says it's aware of the reports while emphasizing they are unconfirmed. The new head of collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX tells the Wall Street Journal he's open to a reboot as he works to return money to customers and creditors.
Also that he's set up a task force to explore restarting FTX.com, explaining while its top executives have been accused of criminal misconduct, some customers have praised its technology and suggested there'd be value in rebooting the platform.
Fox's Lillian Wu. John J. Ray III is best known for leading Enron during its bankruptcy and recovering more than $800 million for creditors. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.